Hi, Brian. You and I have never met, and it's probably better for you that we never do. If it sounds as though I am reading this, you're right. We don't take chances with communications. You are getting a little present today, which is a very small token of our esteem. We also want to give you an update. Some of what we are doing is evident to you and just looks crazy. Draw your own conclusion on that one, Brian. The bulk of what we are doing is sensible in anybody's book, but certainly risky. I work mainly in the high-risk end, and therefore you won't see me, and you should hope that you never do. Then again, I might be an actress doing a favor for old friends. Some of your compadres on the Fortean message board have wondered about various methods of altering reality, and whether we are employing any of them. The most accurate answer is that we use whatever works, and especially what works the best. Most of what works the best is invisible to the ignorant. A more general answer is that what consumes us is present in what you call the ads, but only in a veiled form. The intelligent reader can probably see that we have an interest in what is sometimes called the cultural war. Be careful, Brian, that you don't end up on the wrong end of the dispute. The disturbance is not likely to fade away, nor is it probable that divisions this deep can long endure. Remember, Brian, you live in a secular culture, which is built on self-deception. The harsh fact is that most choices in life are irrevocable. So be careful about what you choose. Stated simply and historically, the cultural war isn't likely to end with culture. A word to the wise, young fellow. On a lighter note, spend your present any way you wish. It's yours. Do what seems best to Brian. Considering what lies ahead, it might not be a bad idea to put it in a safe place for later use. On the other hand, if some of this seems a trifle heavy, just mark it down as craziness and spend the money on what amuses you. You will find enclosed what appears to be a huge crochet doily, an oversized pod version of the little paper products that used to be found under glasses as coasters. Notice also the printout on one of a vast number of spiral galaxies. We have no interest in or connection with any of the clever individuals named in the printout. We do, however, have a strong interest in the mathematical structure that underlies both the cloth and the galaxy. If one were fully to grasp the mathematics which underlie the architectonics in both structures, that person would have a basic introductory search strategy for what you call the ads. Notice the other items as well, but I have no current instructions, and frankly, I'm not sure how they fit myself. A strategy of bits and pieces entrusted to disparate individuals is the safest way to navigate troubled waters. Please notice that a great many dates from the year 2004 are involved. Don't get too interested in the past or the future. One day at a time is more important than it appears. I believe you also have had contributors remark on the Monte Carlo statistical mode and that it seems to be involved. I'm not much into the mathematics, but I've heard that many search strategies involve random pieces of information that mean nothing in and of themselves. Some contributors fixate on one or two little pieces, but Brian is smarter than they are. That's all for now, sir. We'll be in touch, and we do appreciate your continuing interest. You're a man of rare quality. Ciao, Brian.